fast yet. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Despite being passed in the Senate on Sunday, the Democrats' spending bill must pass the House before reaching the president's desk. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from the White House.
Senate Democrats sided with American families over special interests, voting to lower the cost of prescription drugs, health insurance, and everyday energy costs, and reduce the deficit, while making the wealthiest corporations finally pay their fair share. The bill is 755 pages long. Almost half the $740 billion cost goes to paying down the federal deficit, paid for with new corporate taxes, including a 15% minimum tax on the largest corporations. $375 billion goes to combating climate change.
Republicans voted down an insulin price cap for the private sector. They say the Inflation Reduction Act will actually make the inflation crisis even worse. Egyptian officials mediated a ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants that went into effect Sunday night. Before the ceasefire was reached, rockets could be heard firing from Gaza. The killing of a senior Islamic jihadist commander in a Gaza refugee camp by Israeli forces is what initially caused the fighting. Over 40 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza Strip since Friday. Just days after China held large military drills in Taiwan, the self-ruled island announced that they will be conducting their own military tests. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
Leadership in the U.S. maintains that China's President Xi Jinping is using Speaker Pelosi's landmark trip to Taiwan as an excuse to show aggression.
President Biden testing negative for COVID for his second straight day. He is out of isolation and is scheduled to visit flood-ravaged areas of Kentucky on Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump easily winning a straw poll for the 2024 GOP nomination at CPAC in Dallas Saturday. Fox's Jeff Paul in Dallas has the details.
When attendees were asked about who they prefer, 69% of them went with the former president, compared to roughly 24% who prefer Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, we should note, when they removed Trump from the equation, DeSantis was the clear winner. So no major surprises, especially when you look at what happened at the last CPAC back in February in Florida. Very similar results. Now, when attendees were asked about their most important issue, election integrity led the way.
Actress Anne Heche now in stable condition after crashing her car into a home near Los Angeles. Fox's Charles Watson has the details.
We spoke to Lynn Michelle. She had been having a normal day moments before a series of incidents that saw Heche first drive her blue Mini Cooper into the garage of an apartment complex and then into Michelle's home in L.A.'s Mar Vista neighborhood. Heche's car went right through the exterior, destroying the roof and everything in its path before catching fire while Heche was still inside. Michelle, who was home at the time, was understandably confused after hearing the loud impact and coming out to see all of her belongings destroyed and a car sitting inside of her home. Fortunately, she was able to make it out of her home with her pets unharmed with the help of neighbors.
With Sunday being Purple Heart Day, Marine Corps Sergeant Kenny Kalish tells Fox News Live what receiving the award has meant to him.
When I first got injured and I was awarded my Purple Heart, I kind of looked down on it. That's changed over time. And as I've learned the history of the Purple Heart, I've just kind of really accepted it and just taken it in and like, you know what? Hey, I earned what I did.
Kalish was injured in Afghanistan in 2011. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.